It was a delicate operation undertaken in thick tropical bush. Mangled metal sheets were lifted by hand, but still a chainsaw was carefully and methodically used to release smaller pieces long hidden underneath plants.
We have just received a crash site, which we have put in good storage, which is a P-38 Lightning, which are a very rare plane. It's pretty messed up, but we intend on using it in an exhibit in the museum as a actual crashed plane.
That's Bradley Woods. He's the chairman of the team working to build the South Pacific World War II Museum on Santo Island. He says up until now, the key strategic role this island played for the US and its allies has largely been forgotten.
The base that was based here during World War II was actually monumental for the turning back of the Japanese during that campaign, the Pacific campaign. To this date is still much of an untold story of the importance of this base.
At its peak, 400,000 men were stationed in Vanuatu. Santo became a major base for supplies, and so vital infrastructure such as wharves, roads, even hospitals and cinemas were built here. Bradley Wood and his team want to capitalise on that historical significance.
Potentially, this could be the largest museum in the world because of its site. Is that, you know, we have three major bomber bases, we have a fighter airstrip base, we've have number of ports, major ports and harbours, and wharf infrastructure for the Navy. It's just literally spread out the whole southeast corner of Santo, plus also Auri Island and adjacent island that makes the harbour.
It's also found below the surface of the crystal clear blue waters off the island. Divers have long been coming to Santo to dive the SS President Coolidge, a luxury passenger ship that was converted into a troop carrier for the war, but sank in Santo Harbour after hitting a mine. But the museum team believes there's a much bigger audience for World War II history. Raymond Leung is a committee member and the vice chairman of Santo's Tourism Association.
Diving is a very restricted to a very small minority of people that can actually be able to experience the history. Whereas if we're talking the World War II Museum and as a result, all the land tours that you'd be able to take and go out on a half-day tour and go see some of these wreckages after seeing the stories and the actual displays in the museum, I think that will open it up and be a lot more attractive to a lot more people, not just your select few divers that can go, you know, 70 metres for 40 minutes.
Tourism is the main driver of Vanuatu's economy. Even at the grassroots level, local landowners can capitalise. And Raymond Leung says it's hoped the War Museum would lead to flow-on effects for locals right across Santo.
In the middle of the bush, you might be able to start running a treehouse, restaurant, bar. You know, all around at 360 degrees, you'll have wreckages of downed planes who have stories of flying missions, bombing runs to Guadalcanal. And I think there's so much that can be done tourism-related, and the benefit to the locals would be huge. This is much bigger than just the entry fees that we'll be getting at the turnstiles to the museum.
But it's not just about the foreign tourists and their money.
It's very exciting. You know, just before coming in to be part of the team, I didn't realise, you know, the history that has been linked and tied up with this the project. We didn't realise that the island itself was so much involved with the war.
Alma Wenzi, who's the manager of the museum team, is from nearby Malekula Island.
I think it will be a big benefit to the current generation, especially for the students, the school kids, coming to know about how Santo was involved with the World War II.
But time is not on their side. This year marks 75 years since many of the major battles in the Pacific. This October is the 75th anniversary of the sinking of the Coolidge, and that means there are few who were there at the time. Bradley Wood again.
We're documenting as many stories from the remaining people that do have stories. We're documenting as many as possible. It is starting to get a little bit thin on the ground of the stories now. but it's the archives in the US and stuff that a lot of the information's coming out about exactly the extent of what was based here, and it's still much of it is untapped yet.
But it's also a race against time to preserve the war relics themselves.
In the past, there's been all sorts of things from scrap metal merchants coming to remove them for scrap metal, other people retrieving planes and aircraft for rebuilding of parts of keeping old warbird planes flying, which we're trying to stop the remains being taken from the area. But this is only in recent years. Obviously, a lot of it's already happened.
It's a highly aspirational project that's estimated will cost around $24 million Australian dollars in total.
We're wanting this to be basically an iconic project for Santo and for Vanuatu to help put, you know, the country and the town on the map. So we're wanting to build a architecturally outstanding building that will stand out, a bit like the Opera House does for Sydney or the Eiffel Tower for Paris. We want it to be a world-class museum and not just a tin shed with a bit of old relics in it.
Fundraising efforts are underway, and while it's likely to be some years before the final building is opened, a mini museum is due to be opened in August.